In your book, Mass Dreams, you talk about four types of future societies.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about
sure.
that.
Based on environment. That was the key term. There was a part, one of the questions, and they were kept very simple because the subconscious mind doesn't deal in a lot of rationalization and logic. It's a simple process. One of the things was you look around and what kind of a place are you in? And so based on that, I was able to see that there were really just four, and I was amazed in all the cases we did, and there's 1,000 or more cases in this, that four environments kept coming up again and again and again and again at one of the four. The first one, I call them the spacefarers, or people who are not on the Earth, because when they looked around them, they saw a habitat and environment that was clearly not terrestrial. Either they were on a space platform, a space station, in a spaceship. Some mm-hmm. of them were on moon colonies. Some of them ultimately were on other planets if you went far enough into the future. Most of the ones in 150 years from now were on some kind of colony or space station or something around the solar system. Then the second one, which was, interestingly enough, the smallest group, I think only about 15%, I called them the New Age creative communities, because when they looked around, they found a beautiful environment, and they noted very clearly that they were in some kind of community, that there was almost like they were consciously using a collective thought form, and that collective thought form was somehow creating the environment around them. It's interesting, huh? Like both islands of positive consciousness in what might be beyond that, not so nice.
But they were on this planet.
They were, yeah. 2, 3, and 4 were on the Earth.
Okay.
That's very clear. Only type one, that was one type, and that was about 30%, 25-30% of the whole sample. The smallest group were, as I say, the New Age creative type community. The third group, which was the majority, the largest group, maybe it was only 45-50%, were, I call them high tech, because either they were living in some kind of underground or underdome or protected environment, but very, very high tech. All of it was high tech. They talked about, you know, being in some sort of jumpsuit, silvery kind of materials. A lot of the things you might have seen in Flash Gordon or other comics. You know, these things do influence our subconscious's view of the future. Remember, that's what we're looking at. We're looking at a Gallup poll of the subconscious's view of the future of humanity. And so they were talking about this high-tech environment and the domes, and then if I asked them to go outside, and some groups were asked that question, well, it was very difficult to go outside, or they had to have a breathing apparatus, so they didn't go outside. Some people just said, well, we never go outside.
And what year were they talking about?
These four types came up in the 2150 environment time, so about
okay.
150 years from now.
So, and time frame all around the same time period then?
That was what was asked.
For these groups, okay.
And then they were asked to go ahead another 250 years beyond that, you see. So we got two reports from many of the people. Not all of them found that they had a lifetime in one of those two times. I mean, there was a certain percentage who simply came back with nothing. Some of them didn't go anywhere. Some of them, as I say, went to other time periods. Some of them, interestingly enough, actually went back into the past, but a very few people did that. But the third group then, like I say, was this high-tech, very different than the second group, somewhat similar to the first in that they, some of them said that, yes, we have spaceships that come and go from our, you know, our domes, our cities. Then the fourth group were, I call them the rustics, because if you didn't know better, you would have thought that they were living in the past. Because they describe a rustic kind of civilization a la a 1900 type of thing, with horses and maybe electricity, but nothing much more than that. Certainly nothing like we have today.
Almost as if civilization regressed a little bit.
Exactly. There was apparently a part of civilization or a point of civilization regressed. And then when I asked them where they were geographically, they were always in what are today kind of outposts of civilization anyway. Places like Africa or Australia or, you know, kind of Mongolia, Canada, South America, places that you know, I'm not saying there aren't westernized civilization and high-tech places in those things today, but they're not the center of it. You understand what I mean?
Chet, did any of them see physical change, let's say, to North America, like Edgar Cayce did and some others?
Well, you have to really ask very unusual questions to get that kind of answer from people. You almost have to kind of take them up in a spaceship and have them look back down. So that wasn't something that we could really do very easily. But, yes, they talked about climate change just by their geographical situation. I had a number of people in these primitive rustic communities in Canada, but they were living in a Canada of a much warmer climate. And there were a number of people in Siberia and Upper Mongolia, China area, that were also much warmer climate than it would be today. So it was almost like, conversely speaking, there were people in Africa or other parts of where it should be very hot climate. They were talking colder, temperate climate.